Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, I talk with individuals who are among the first from outside of Vermeer Corporation to witness the damage wrought by an EF3 tornado firsthand on Thursday. Elise Buechelman was driving on 240th Place with her family toward Vermeer soon after she was able to see a large tornado cross over the mile. First of all, you know, what were your initial thoughts when you first saw the tornado as it was crossing over where it was?
My first initial thoughts were that it was just bizarre to see the entire storm there, because I've only seen tornadoes on movies and videos before. So seeing it in real life was like your adrenaline was rushing, but it was like really scary to see it just plow through and to see the winds picking up the debris and everything.
When did you first realize that it was a tornado? In the sense of like, when did you first realize that this thing is real and it's heading towards Vermeer?
So I was driving with my mom up to 40th, and I just remember I was trying to film these cool aqua colors that were in the sky, and I just remember hearing her gasp, and I turned the camera, and we just saw this huge funnel coming down, and that was like the moment where we're like, oh, we have an actual tornado, like we should be really careful about this and make sure we aren't doing anything to put ourselves in a more dangerous situation.
Well, and then you were one of the few people that were on Vermeer Road when it actually crossed, but you happened to be a little further away from the storm. You know, what was that like for you to watch that storm cross the road? And when in your mind did you realize it actually hit Vermeer?
So it was actually kind of hard to see the storm when we were there because there was so much wind and rain and debris everywhere. So we couldn't really see it hitting Vermeer. We could see it after I had moved into the cornfield. But after it moved through, we saw the destruction and everything, and we saw the parking lot with all the cars piled up, and that was just, it was bizarre to think that it had struck right there and that this was in our own town and that we had this much destruction.
Well, and then you were on scene for a little bit right after, too. What were some of the first things that you saw that kind of, you know, maybe surprised you or that you reacted to that you're like, well, this is real life and maybe people need some help?
The first thing that we noticed right away was this really loud sound. And so we rolled down the windows and it turned out that it was like this gas leak that had been happening. So that was really loud and that was really dangerous because, I mean, it's gas, you know. And then another thing we saw was a bunch of the metal from the roof was like, it was off and it was wrapped around light poles and like through cars and there were broken windshields. And we were just more worried about the people who were inside and those who had might have been potentially in cars, but we just didn't really know how to help because we didn't want to hurt ourselves or anybody else who had been coming too.
In terms of what you might remember most about this, or what something that maybe you'll take away from this experience that you want to pass on or that you were going to remember for a long time?
There was a really good sense of like camaraderie there too, because I remember one of the things that I will remember most is hearing like the constant stream of sirens coming in. So there were sirens from like all over. I remember seeing ambulances from like Grinnell and Melcher Dallas, and there were like first responders everywhere. And it was nice to know that we have that good of a sense of community and that people are always willing to help out if there is a disaster.
Pella Hy-Vee store director Derek Sparks spent his Thursday evening and a good portion of his Friday providing food and water to first responders on scene. Well, Derek, obviously a bit of a trying time for many of our first responders after the tornado over at Vermeer and then another fire coming up here. You know, obviously you've been at some of these scenes and you've been able to interact with some of them. First of all, let our listeners know why it's so important to you and to Hy-Vee to come out and help these people. I know that you don't ask for the glory or the spotlight, but certainly we've seen you a lot lately and maybe not for as many good reasons as we'd like to.
I would say, Andrew, the reason that we get involved is we know that as a community, we all have to be one. You know, Jason said it best when he said, Vermeer strong, but I like to say we're Pella strong. We're all one community and we all like to be involved. Obviously, you saw Thursday that I wasn't the only one there. I think it helped being a little proactive because I knew that there was going to be a need. So we were able to get there quickly. And, you know, like today with the fire, you know, we were able to respond really fast. Our employees are pretty well versed in that, so.
You were also one of the first people on scene at the tornado that was from outside. You know, just describe what your initial reaction was. I think that's one thing that people don't realize is this impacts those of us that respond to these too, and it looked pretty bad.
It does. When you get to drive by and see everything that they're you know, that the damage that the tornado has done. You look at the cars stacked on top of each other, the roof and the metal and everything, and pictures really don't do it justice. I've heard a lot of comments in the last few days that, you know, I wish I could take you down by there so you can really see what it's like, because the pictures just don't do it justice. And it just the devastation is just, it's incredible, you know, what happened and how something like that can happen in a short amount of time and then just completely disappear, you know, is just pretty crazy to me.
Once again, that was Elise Buechelman and Derek Sparks recalling their memories of the tornado that crossed over Vermeer last Thursday. Stay tuned to KNIA Cable S for continued updates from the aftermath of the storm. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.